Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Brian, the podcast covering everything from engineering, mining, and mine waste management to whatever else may be on our minds. Pop in your headphones and don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share. And now, here is your host, Brian Ulrich.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. This is Behind the Scenes with Brian, and today I'm joined by Mike Ravella from Rossio. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good. Really well. And where are you physically today?
I am in Salt Lake City, Utah,
Which
is our headquarters for Rossio.
Okay. Yeah, excellent. Well, I'll ask you about that a little bit later, but Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your education, your career.
Sure. Let's see here. I've got a degree in geology for undergrad and then a master's in earth science. My background, I was a contaminant hydrogeologist for 10 years and worked globally on chlorinated solvent source areas and plumes. And then I took over a drilling business for Boart Longyear in the environmental and construction world many years ago, and ended up running different drilling businesses around the U.S. for Boart Longyear. And then I transferred into the mining world and started running drilling businesses for Boart Longyear in Australia. And so I ran surface and underground drilling there. I then transferred to the corporate headquarters here in Salt Lake City. And then I began starting ideas behind where Verasio is today. And so that was, I started that work back in 2014. And I'm now the chief innovation officer for Verasio as a separate company from Boart Longyear.
Okay. Interesting. So tell us about Rossio, where it came from, what the name means, and just kind of briefly what it is you guys do.
Sure. So I guess where did it come from? Well, let's start there. So Rossio came from, if you think of Boart Longyear, they're a drilling company. Their mineral exploration drilling primarily is their focus, or ore body definition drilling. And they make drilling products as well that supply other drillers. And so that, whether that be drill rigs or rods or bits or you name it. And Verasio is really a transition from that. So if you think of why do mining companies drill? And at the end of the day, the product of Boart Longyear is a drill sample from our drilling services from the folks that buy the equipment from Boart Longyear's products division. Their product is a sample of the earth to a mining company. And if you think about what does a mining company actually require, they don't require samples, they require information about the earth. And so it's really transitioning the product and climbing the value chain for the mining client. And so it allowed us to focus on going digital, so to speak. So it was really the beginning of Boart Longyear going digital and focusing on what the mining client actually needs, which is information about the earth. And so that was kind of the early days thoughts around Verasio and the business model we have. And then we, over time, those thoughts became a division of the company. And then from there, that division then spun out as a separate company from Boart Longyear. And so we've grown quite a bit since those early days. It went from as the first employee of Verasio to now there's about 185 employees in Verasio. So we've grown quite a bit in a short period of time. I think that your second question was around where did the name come from? So Veritas, which means truth, is the root of the term Verasio, and the CIO is just a marketing play around the truth. So it's really the root of it is truth. And if you look at what we focus on in Verasio, we focus on accuracy. It is a key factor for us. Measurement is a key factor for us. And timeliness is a key factor for us. And so it's really about giving high definition, high quality data, day of drilling to make decisions that move resources forward.
So that's all really interesting and pretty exciting, but tell me a little bit more so I can understand how you go from a drill sample to information.
Well, for example, if you look at what do our clients do with those samples, right? A drill sample can tell you a lot about the earth, but it requires a bunch of tests to figure out that information, right? So providing a sample really doesn't solve a problem for a client. It's really the information they get from that sample and focusing on that information. And so that's what we do in Verasio. So if you think about the information required to find ore, to define it, to extract it, and to process it, that's the information that we target as Verasio, and we implement digital technologies, data analytics, and software to drive those solutions for mining clients.
Oh, okay, I get it. So do you employ quite a few geologists to help in that sort of thing?
We sure do. Yeah, we have a mixed bag of employees. We have everything from, we have quite a few geologists for sure. We also have spectral geologists, we have geophysicists, we have mining engineers, we have hardware engineers, electronics engineers, software engineers, data scientists, mechanical engineers, you name it. Mm-hmm. We have this mixed bag of people, and they all have, I guess, the same purpose of moving resources forward for humanity is a big focus of ours as a team. We truly believe we're changing mineral exploration and mining, and we firmly believe that the processes that Verasio is developing are the solution. So at the end of the day, we need to understand our resources better, at higher definition, at the right time to allow us to make better decisions and target ore better than we do today, process more ore and less waste, produce less tailings than we do today, move permitting forward, move resources forward, because the demand for humanity exists and we need to meet that demand.
Yeah. So do you only work in exploration drilling, or do you sometimes also work with the blast holes just in advance of the blast?
Yeah, no, we work across the mining chain, everywhere from greenfield through ore body definition through the drill and blast environment. And so, we have technologies that apply in all fronts. And we think it's necessary in order to drive solutions for mining companies. You've got to go beyond finding ore.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me, maybe if you can, one of your case studies or a success story or sometime where it was really memorable to you that you really helped the client out in a situation.
Sure. Yeah. We have sites where our clients are metal modeling ore bodies as they're drilling them using our scanning technologies, for example. So I think that would be a good example of sites. I think about COVID and all the delays that triggered and how helpful it was to have these digital technologies on site, giving information to mining clients when they had limited people, when labs had huge delays. They were able to continue to understand ore bodies, to continue their programs and move their resources forward. So that would be an example, I guess, of when we've done that in the past and still do today, I guess, really on it. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned tailings and reduction of tailings. So how does your service affect my world, which is tailings?
Well, I think about why tailings are created, and obviously it's very deposit specific on on that front. But that said, I think in general, if you look at mining, the amount of understanding there is of an ore body before we begin to mine it is still very limited when you start thinking about the volumes of rocks that we process. And so, you know, the understanding varies as well. Some sites literally use the resource model and mine it. Other sites may do some grade control drilling after ore body definition to understand grade. But even at that stage, you're talking about maybe one or a couple of RC holes in an entire block. And then really detailed companies might even sample the blast hole before they blast. But again, we understand it at the blast hole interval. So really, if you start looking at the volume that's being sampled, it's a very small amount at the end of the day compared to the volume that's being mined. And that leads to a lot of processing of waste. And so significant, if you look at where is most money spent in the mining process, it's crushing rocks and the energy required to do that. And so that there's a large percentage of cost and energy that's being used to crush waste. And it's also being processed often. And then you've got process waste, which you have tailings. And so really it all starts with understanding ore bodies better, whether that be during the ore body definition, as well as during the drill and blast environment, and understanding at a sub-block interval what is actually worth mining or not. And then how do we approach how we blast that block or how we process that ore? And so I think that's where the information we provide comes into play and can drastically impact the amount of energy being used to crush rocks and reduce the amount of footprint used in mining and reduce the amount of tailings being created, which all impacts permitting at the end of the day, right? It's like, you know, our intent is to move resources forward. We see the reality that humans need ore. And so that reality is for sure, whether that be coal to heat homes or whether that be copper to drive decarbonization. At the end of the day, ore is needed for humanity, and the demand is far outweighing our supply, and the limiting factors of that demand are tied to permitting, which is tied to tailings. And so you know, I look at it and say we've got to start with understanding the ore body better, and we have to understand it well during the definition phase, and we have to understand it really well during the drill and blast phase. And so those are areas that we're focused on, and those are the reasons why.
Yeah. So ore sorting is one of the things that you do, and that's been really interesting to me because it's something where a piece of waste gets basically kicked off of a conveyor just before it goes into the mill. So how does that work? I know sometimes it can just be on color, but in your services, how does that work?
So in our services, I guess it's, we can basically define on a sample basis, the elemental geochemistry of that rock, and not only your grade, so not only your copper grade, for example, but also the impurities that will follow your processing. And so understanding the full elemental range the day of drilling allows you to make better decisions on when you blast and how you sort. And so I guess that's where we can help in that space.
Okay. Gotcha. So give me a hypothetical. Your company goes in and partners with a mining company at whatever point in the process you want. It can be greenfield or it can be, you know, 10 years into the production. So how would you go in and partner in an ideal world for both partners, I guess, so that the best result comes out? What what steps would be involved, what services, and let's just say that it's a hard rock gold mine somewhere in the Western U.S.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so with Veracio, we can partner at, I guess, any stage of your mining. So whether you be at the greenfield stage or through to full-blown mine operating, I think we can add efficiencies throughout that process, regardless of where you're at. And so in a hard rock gold mine, with gold, I guess one, directly detecting gold we use matrix calibrated XRF technology, can be challenging depending on the environment that you're in. Mm-hmm. If it's associated gold, we can infer gold concentrations quite well. So a good example would be like a copper porphyry gold deposit, for example. We do quite well in those environments. A good example is like Red Chris would be a great example of a mine site where we're doing quite well there and helping give gold grades as well as copper. But in general, we can add a lot of value in understanding lithology of the rock. So your litho building elements and understanding lithology exactly as you're logging. So as you're building conceptual site models and understanding ore bodies, we can tell you you have a lot more certainty in your logging processes. And when you have associated gold, we can tell you if you're in ore or not. So, and actually quantify that ore. If it's not associated, we can tell you you're in ore or not, which can be quite useful. And so I think in the production environment, it would be the same. If we have associated gold, we can give you grade during the blast phase. And so those are really the areas we would help a hard rock gold miner.
Okay, I gotcha. How would that change for an underground mine? Is there anything different for you with underground mining?
I guess one, getting the samples could be more challenging. So it would be getting representative samples. So yeah, as long as we can get samples that are representative, we can give quality results. And so if we think of open pit, that's where we're operating today with blast hole sampling. But underground, if we can get representative blast hole samples, we could also be useful in that environment. It's just collecting that sample can be challenging.
Yeah. I worked at a pretty small gold mining, underground gold mine in southwestern Colorado for a while. And the exploration geologists, what they were trying to do was to drill at the face and try to figure out where the vein was going. And, does it turn left or right, or does it disappear, does it go up or down, that kind of thing. So it seemed pretty challenging and almost random for a driller and a geologist to say, well, why don't you try, 3 degrees to the left or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty challenging. Yeah, that's, that sounds like a difficult project. Yeah, in general, we've been quite useful in narrow vein copper deposits and things like this and helping identify indicators of veins and also veins themselves. With gold, we are developing some direct detection technologies now that are in R&D land. And so that's a space that we'll expand on in the future. But today we offer detection primarily as associated detection. So a narrow vein gold deposit would be quite challenging.
Yeah. How about massive sulfide? Do you have any experience with the massive sulfides?
We do quite a bit in massive sulfide. So we clearly can define massive sulfide deposits and grades as well as impurities in those environments.
Yeah, sometimes those ore bodies can be very complex.
Yeah, they're a bit of a needle in a haystack, but once you find it, there's quite rewarding.
Sure. Can you lay another success story on us, or
so we currently operate at several mine sites scanning blast hole samples, and giving information to the mine prior to blast, which allows them to adaptively load holes and make decisions on what to blast and what not to. So that's already operating at a couple different sites, I think U.S. based sites. So we are operating that way now, and We also have operations down in Latin America and can operate in the copper down there also. So
how long do you need between sampling and assigning the material as either waste ore or let's say milled ore or heap leach? How long do you need to be able to make that determination?
Yeah, we basically say day of drilling. So
wow.
Yeah, so basically the day that hole is drilled, we can give that result.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it's all cloud connected, very fast technology. And basically what we do is we matrix calibrate to the site. So we build calibrations specific to the deposit, and the accuracy of these calibrations can be quite high. So we can get within the variability, like if we look at core, we can get within the split variability of the rock itself. If it's chips, we can get very strong correlations with lab results. And so, it just depends on if you're in the ore body definition phase and if you're diamond drilling or RC drilling, or if you're in the production phase and you're production drilling. And then it's just a matter of the representative of that sample is what it comes down to, really. So if you get a sample and you run it in our technology and you get that same sample and you analyze it in a lab, you're going to get the same results.
Just
don't get a different sample from the same cone, because you will get different answers, because there's heterogeneity in these deposits, right. Which is my point, right? That we don't understand heterogeneities well enough. And so we continue to develop technologies that allow us to understand rocks at much higher definition. We're looking at like the centimeter scale type detection ability. So we, for example, we average from 1 to 10 centimeter intervals today with our scanning technologies vertically. And then we're also developing technologies that will allow us to see beyond the borehole. So we're very interested in understanding heterogeneities of the earth and defining that in great detail for smarter mining.
Is there one of your technologies that hasn't quite hit the tipping point where your clients are really using the technologies, but you think is something that's got a huge potential?
Sure. I'd say every new technology in mining takes time. I'll say that. I'd say all of the technologies we're developing have huge potential. Our scanning technologies, for example, it's still a pretty new space in the market, right? So, I think back to 2014 and then to now, right? In the early days, it was, should we use scanning technologies or not? And now it's not, should we? It's which one do we use? But it's still a lot of people talking about it and fewer actually, and maybe quite a few trialing these technologies and not really understanding them in great detail. But very few that actually understand them in the level of detail required to fully integrate that into their workflows across multiple sites, for example, right? Like you'll get one site where there'll be an expert on that site that really understands how to use these technologies and they use it well. But very few mining companies understand the technology really well and are using it across their entire business. So that's a good example of where those technologies are at today. We have other technologies like driller deployable geophysics, for example, that are at its infancy. But to me, I look at it as you look at where is mining going, data analytics and driving AI driven data analytics. Data sets are critical. Geophysics has quite a few data sets and they're underutilized today because they're really expensive to collect today. And you need a separate crew for them, and some of the holes that you want to go log you can't get access to, and so you look at the limitations there. So I think by delivering drill deployable solutions in the geophysical space could really open up that space, and that'll be a space that will have huge potential in the future. That would be an example of that, I guess.
Okay, Mike, this has been really enlightening for me. It's people say, I don't know who these people are, but there's no innovation in mining. And I'm always happy to hear that there's some really intriguing innovation going on.
Yeah, I would strongly disagree with those people. I think there's a lot of really good innovation going on in mining, and the appetite from the mining industry for innovation is drastically increasing. So, you know, having gone down this journey since the beginning of Horacio to where we are now, it's great to see the momentum our industry's building in this space. And the quality people that work here at Horacio and the quality people that we work for with our clients and watching these people change an industry is really impressive.
Mike, I think I asked all the questions that I had for you. Was there something you wanted to talk about that we haven't hit on already?
No, not really. I mean, I appreciate your interest in our company. Like I said, I think we're a very motivated group of people. We've got some really unique technologies and being significant momentum in the industry. I do believe understanding ore bodies is the critical step towards moving resources forward. I think it's the reason why we have the limitations we have today in mining. And there's a need to change how we mine in order to be able to move those resources forward faster. Yeah. And it's about understanding ore bodies. So,
okay. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure having you with me today. One of my goals of having this podcast, other than it just being for my own entertainment, is to help get me a little bit smarter. And thanks to you, I've gotten a little bit smarter today. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate your time today, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And hopefully we can catch up again one of these days.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, that's it. I'm Brian, and this is Behind the Scenes with Brian. Until next time, keep on rockin'.